It's noctilucent cloud viewing season in the far north. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the region. I'm Tim Ellis. By now, 6 weeks after the summer solstice, those who live in the far north know the midnight sun will soon set for the first time in months. The Earth has moved to a point in its orbit where the sun finally dips below the horizon enough to allow nightfall and the opportunity to see celestial shows like the Aurora Borealis and another sublimely spectacular phenomenon known as noctilucent clouds.
Noctilucent clouds are night shining clouds. They're clouds that form 50 miles high in the sky. They're clouds that are visible from interior and south central Alaska in the first 2 weeks of August.
Richard Collins is a professor of atmospheric sciences with the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and he's studied noctilucent clouds for years as part of his work with the university's Geophysical Institute.
These are clouds that exist right on the edge of space.
Collins says the two-week window of opportunity to observe the wispy, obliquely illuminated clouds opens when the temperature in the upper reaches of the atmosphere over that part of the Earth is at its coldest, and when the sun is in the right position to sort of backlight the cloud's ice crystals.
They're only visible when the sun goes below the horizon and then the light comes from behind the Earth and illuminates them from below.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Fisher says noctilucent cloud viewing season begins around the same time as civil twilight returns to the far north, when the sun is below the horizon but there's still some light in the sky before nightfall.
Civil twilight ends when the sun reaches 6 degrees below the horizon.
Collins says people who live between 55 and 65 degrees north latitude live in the ideal noctilucent cloud viewing zone.
Say Juneau, just north of Fairbanks. Southern Sweden, Stockholm, and Britain and Ireland. That's the sweet zone for seeing them.
But Collins says recent sightings farther south and changes in the upper atmosphere where the clouds occur have led researchers to suspect the influence of a carbon dioxide buildup there. We'll talk more about that next week. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.